Okay, we're doing the Ran on the in Shavuos Ha'edus in the and obviously in the Rif pages on Daf Yud Gimel. So last week we took up the Gemara, and this is the Ran. It's about the last where the Mishnah first lists the psulim in specific, right? Anashim lo nashim, krovim and psulin, and then it says it's not noeg ella beruyin lahayit. Okay, and then the Gemara said that beruyin lahayit is either coming to be mamayit melach or to be mamayit mesachik bekovia. Yeah. So the Ran says, Vim Tomar, Vilamalela Misni Kolhani, Lisni, ain't no Heges, Ella Beruyan Lahayat, Umimati Chulo. Okay, good Kasha. All right, it should only have the last statement, and that will take care of all the cases. It's ain't no Heges, Ella Beruyan Lahayat. Good Kasha. Yesh Lomar, Dilamanda Amar Begamara Deino Heges Ella Berui Lahayid Asa Limute Mesachik Bekovia. That according to that Mandamar, that Ruin Lahayid is coming to be Mamayit Mesachik Bekovia, and of course Kol Shekain Melach Lohava Matzi Lamisnihachi. Then it would be impossible for the Mishnah to just write the last line. Shilu kach ha'isi omer dafka psulin d'oraisa memayit. Ha psulin d'rabbanan no heges. Ulahachi parat betchila chulahu psulin d'oraisa. Ki hechi de nishma mina de ena no heges biru'uyin lahayid afilu psulin d'rabbanan mimati. Di psulin d'oraisa hatanilu. Okay, so the Ran answers, no, you can't write it that way, because then you would assume it's only psule d'oraisa. And it wouldn't include the psule d'rabbanan. It would actually be the other shita. You would make a mistake and come out like the other Shita. Okay, that only Psulei Doraisa. Okay, in other words, right, only Psulei Doraisa, because only Psulei Doraisa he's not part of the institution of Tfias Edusa. So therefore, they can't be kfiras, they do so. Okay. Good. There's nothing really new there insofar as ideas from when you've already analyzed the Gemara. Okay? But the second part there is. So now he goes like this. Ulamanda amar lemute melech itzrich nami lemisnihachi. And if you say it's coming to exclude melech, which of course is a psul d'oraisa, still it has to write it this way. Right? Because you should argue, well, why? You just write, kol she'ena, kol, it's only no way people who roi lahayit. So now we exclude everyone d'oraisa. So the king will be excluded. So he says, no, don't say that. You still need the Mishnah to write it this way. Why? De'i tana ain't no heges ella beruyin lahayid bilchud hava mina b'melech no heges dechol ish rachok v'kosher shvuas ha'edis no heges bo lahachi parat l'chulohu psulim v'hadar tani ain't no heges ella beruyin lahayid la'ashmuinan da'afilu b'melech ain't no heges. Okay, that's a new idea. A new concept, at least. which is that if it would have written it, just that last line, that one universal exclusion, I would have thought Melech would not be excluded. Kamash Malon, Melech is excluded. Okay, and why is that? Because a Melech, his is not an intrinsic exclusion from being a Gavra of an aid. His exclusion is from a different framework, namely Bizui Malchuso, like Rashi said, right? Va'bo lahayit sarach lamod lifnei hadayin kidamr lael v'derech bizoyin hulo. Som tasim alecha melech shetayim maso alecha. So he's not really intrinsically removed from the parasha of Edus, but rather it's comes from a separate consideration of his of Emes HaMelech. So you might have thought that Shavuos HaEdus applies, doesn't apply only to those who are intrinsically mufka from being an eid, for intrinsic reasons. That their very shame, their very status, is a tartar sasri for them to be made and to be believed. So a king wouldn't be excluded. Kamash Malan, the other way. That it makes no difference. But since Midoraisa, he's not a bar hachi of tviya, you can't be toveya him. It compromises his the chaloshe melech. So therefore, he's not part of the parsha of Shavuos HaEdus either. Okay, we'll continue in the Ran. Umidisnan velo benoshim shaminen shanoshim psulos ladin. Since it says in our Mishnah that what? That women can't be psulos in Shavuos HaEdus means they're psulos ladin. It must be they're also psulos ladin. Shilo ayo donos heichiyu psulos lahoyit. V'otnan b'perik b'ah simen kol ha-kosher l'adun kosher l'ayit. Okay, so that's a rule the Gemara Nida says. Kol ha-kosher l'adun kosher l'ayit. So if a woman is pasul l'ayit, then it has to be that she's pasul l'adun l'adun. V'ha-ksiv gabe devora v'hi Vehi shofta es Yisrael, lav shofet es kamar, ella min haheges. So Tosa says to answer the kasha by Devora, she wasn't shofet es, but min haheges. Okay. Go a little further. V'yafa gavdarmina b'sifra. Som tasim alecha melech v'lo malka hasam lo monu osa ela nohagin hayu alpia. So what Kash is Tosa saying? I mean, the Ron answering. See, what's he answering? Now, it's even if you tell me that she wasn't technically the one being machria the din in front of the balei dinim, but nevertheless she wasn't doing that, but she was a mina heges. Unless he's take back what I just said. In other words, I didn't translate it correctly. There's all the Ron is saying is like this. The Pasuk says, V'hi shofta es Yisrael. So he's saying it doesn't mean that she was a dayan. It just means it's talking about her role in Klal Yisrael. V'hi shofta Yisrael means she was min haheges. She had nothing to do with a din And then do it Bezdin and Din. It just had to do with her role in Klal Yisrael. She led them. That's what it means she judged. Meaning she made decisions. She made important political and government decisions. That's Minayagis. So now, once he says that, now you get into a problem with Srara. Som tasim alecha melech velo malka. So to that he answers, Hasam lo manu asa. Ela nohagin ayu alpia. So he answers that there was no minui. In other words, the iser is to be mamana and isha. But there was no minui. They followed her word. They willingly did it. But there's no actual minui. V'inami shofta v'dona haisa. Shayu mekablen osa kiderech sha'ada mekabel echa minakrovim. Another possibility is no. Shofta means literally. She did judge them. Literally. But there's no problem because simply they were mekabel her. So again, she was never appointed and designated a judge. That would be the violation. But you have a right, two litigants have a right to pick anyone to to arbitrate. Even Krovim, who are psulim ladin. You have a right if both parties. As opposed to a judge that's a bezdin that has minui, that's a different status. Then they could force the bali dinam into court. They could force the whole case. So that's a different institution. But a woman's not that could certainly be an arbitrator. Okay. That's right. That's basically the Ran. You take a look at the Rambam. You have the Rambam there in Hilchos Malach. Rambam in Malach. Yeah, so we're going to the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim. Perek Aleph Halacha Daled. Ein ma'amida melech mekahal gerim, afilo acher kamadoros ashetia imo miYisrael. Shenemar lo tuchal osei salecha ish nachri, asher lo achicha hu. Velo lamalchus bilvad, elechol sroros shebi Yisrael. Lo sar tzava, velo sar chamishim, asar asara, afilo mamuna al amas hamayim. Shemachalek mimena lesados. Vein tzarech lomar dayen on nasi shlo yehei elam Yisrael. Shenemar mikerav achicha, mikerav achicha tasim alecha melech. Kol mesimo shatamas mesim alecha lo yu elam mikerav achicha. So, yeah, one thing you see from the Rambam, I mean, it fits into the Ran, because he says, Lo lamalchus bavad, elachol srara shebi Yisrael, right? Lo sar tzava, velo sar chamishim, afilu memuna al amas hamayim. Shemachalak mimena lesadas. So you see, it's the minui. It's the minui. Afila mamuna lama samayim. It's your mamuna to a position. And then, of course, I mean, as the Rav pointed out, that the Rambam gives you all the cases, Lo Sar Tzava, Lo Sar Chamishim, Sar Sara, Filum Amuna, because when it comes to Srara, Srara is quantitative. There's different levels of Srara. So therefore, the question is, which minui to Srara did the Torah prohibit? And the answer is, all of them. That's the answer. That's a filum amun alamayim. But if you didn't say that, you would say no. Maybe he can't be whatever. He can't be a general in the army. Can't be a captain in the army. Can't be, a member of Sanhedrin. But to be appointed, you know, in charge of the water in town, it would be okay. It's obviously a different kind of Srara. But it's quantitative. They're all types of Srara, but different levels. So the answer is that the meaning to any level is prohibited. Now take a look at the next halacha. Eim amidim isha b'malchus, shenemar melech v'lo malka. V'chein kol misimo shebi Yisrael, eim emana behem ela ish. So here the Rav said, interesting idea. He said that the Rambam's telling you that the Gavra of the Isha is Mufka. It's a categorical exclusion from Minoy. Whereas by the Kahal Gerim, there the gavra of the ish, the ger is a gavra of an ish. He's not mufka. So that's why the Rambam had to spell it out quantitatively. What level is he? Can he not be nimna to? But it's not a categorical hafka. Whereas by simply an Isha is a categorical afka. That's what he wanted to say. Of course, practically it's not going to make a difference because even the ger is, but it's a different idea. That's what he wanted to say. Yeah. But it's an idea of Minoy. And that's the same idea you see in the Ran. That the really the Ish, either whether it's by case by Devorah, she was Minaheges, but he says it was out without Minoy. They simply, that's it. She was like the natural leader. Or his other pshat in Din is that you're Makabel. See, there's Kabbalah, the litigants are Makabel, the Bali Dina Makabel. So again, there's no Minui. It's not a Minui. It's not a Minui to a position. All right, I guess next week we're going to have to sink our teeth into the hard stuff. All right, so really go through that. Go through the Gemara, as I told you. Chavav, and then a Lamed Aleph from the Beis. With this Ran, Vein Chayavin al Shigagasa, okay, and then Tosas Kasha on Rashi, and then his answer at the end of the piece, where he says, Lefikach Eina Mischaver Bezeh, Ela Yeshlano Lefaresh Kedivrei Rashi. But you'll see, the hard part is working out what the, fitting the two Gemaras together, what their Chakira was. Ravasi and Rav Kahana, I think. Yeah. So we'll save that for next week. That'll be fun. Yeah, I apologize. You're right. I totally forgot about it. In fact, maybe we went out of order a little bit. That's right. We were going to do the Gemara on Lamed Amid Beis of Rav Yemar. The difference between a Melech and a Talmud Chacham. Yeah, definitely, definitely. Yeah, we'll definitely do that next week. I'm sorry. I should have done that really before we got into the, the Srara. Okay, but it's no big deal. We'll take it up. Very interesting Gemara, right? Because by a Melech you say, Som Tasim Alech a Melech, and therefore he's not Chazi Leidus. Why? Because he has to stand. And then you take a look at this Gemara over here, very interesting, about Talmud Chacham, and that's the Tosis. All right, good. Yeah, so we'll do that. We'll do that next week. 100%. All right, very good. So we have two things still to do. Okay.
Thanks, Charles. Thank you.
All right, take care, guys.